97.9 on the Hill. Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Hello.
Hello. I have some stuff to talk about, and I'm going to try and avoid one of my most common pitfalls that has been casually referred to as, you want to know how birds taste? From a specific event when I talked about the mechanisms by which birds do or do not taste spicy food for
yes.
long enough to where it was pointed out that I'd been talking for too long. So let's talk about caffeine, because one of the things that's trending today is a pair of related studies that have a too small sample size to be scientifically relevant, but they're doing the thing where they get picked up by news outlets. One of them, adult smokers with mental illness consume the most caffeine in the United States, paired with consumption of caffeine in the United States at all-time high. So let's talk about these two things and how they may or may not be linked. And if you're interested, we can talk about caffeine because I'm always fascinated with how that works. Now, that headline about adult smokers with mental illness consume the most caffeine in the United States takes some pretty interesting looks at how caffeine may or may not affect your actual mind state versus just making you more awake and whatnot. What's more fascinating to me is the corollary study about we're consuming more caffeine now than ever. Now, if you had to guess, why is that, Mr. Keck?
Oh, I can talk now. Cool. That was a minute 20, by the way. I was timing.
We didn't even get started on adenosine, baby.
I know. It's like, we wanted to avoid the how do birds taste, and then, like, I was like, I'm just going to see.
I'm
just going to see how long you go.
There's a reason that I plan to ask you a question, because I could have gone the entirety of trends.
I
know. Would have been, and here's Victor Lewis, and there he goes.
And there he goes. 80 seconds, y'all. I timed it. So, like, if people, so it's the causal arrow thing, like, right? Is like people with mental illness consume more caffeine, and we've all just gone through the pandemic, which is affecting all of our mental health. So presumably, you would think that
self-medication
yes.
certainly does play a role. And within the study performed at about 300 sample size, self-medication really was a part of it. That's why smokers are involved.
Right.
They've got rituals. I've got a cigarette and a cup of coffee. I do that long enough. Two cigarettes, two cups of coffee.
Right.
The self-medication plays a role. But in terms of the United States, we're consuming more caffeine than ever, and it is specifically a dosage problem, because we've moved far beyond your caffeine as a cup of tea or a cup of coffee. We hit what you might think would have been the peak in the trucker craze of the 70s and early 80s.
When Convoy was the number one hit.
When caffeine pills sold like gangbusters.
Right.
It is crazy how much people got into caffeine pills, which is nuts to me. It always will be. That's just tearing your stomach up. But energy.
Although, in fairness, that was definitely a downgrade from what they were taking to stay sane and sober in the 50s and 60s. So we're gradually working our way down.
Talking about commercially available speed is a whole other conversation that I'm sure we'll do on Trends one day eventually. Who knows?
Not me. Mother's little helper. Anyway.
Ooh, yeah. Nice. Yeah. Good. I'm glad that we're very informed.
Yes.
Here. But both caffeine and nicotine have a significant dosage problem in our current landscape, because Juuls and other e-cigarettes contain way more nicotine than your average cigarette would have. And energy drinks and enhanced coffees both serve the same purpose, a much higher dosage that people might not necessarily be expecting. So today's trends was just to read out those headlines. You can go look them up if you want, but more than anything, it's just me warning you, telling you, giving you general friendly advice to make sure you check how many milligrams of caffeine are in the stuff that you are consuming, because you never know when you might find yourself consuming upwards of 400 milligrams per day, which is an unfortunate average, according to this study.
That was going to be my next question. Like, I can look at the back and read the label on can of Coke or Red Bull or whatever and see how much caffeine, but I have no frame of reference. Like, how much caffeine is too much caffeine? Is a pound too much? I don't know.
See, what I appreciated is the article parsing the study for me about we're consuming more caffeine than ever, saying that a 300 to 400 milligram average in the study doesn't indicate that's how much everybody's consuming. Let's be clear, some of these people are consuming a perfectly normal amount, a couple cups of coffee, about 100 milligrams, and some of these people are in the 800 to 900 100 milligram daily range, which is for sure putting your health in danger. How much time is left on Trent's?
Long enough for me to tell the anecdote that I knew a guy in academia who's still in academia who I believe consumed 4 to 6 2 liters of Diet Coke a day.
That is psychotic.
It was a lot.
He's a great guy. For that man's stomach lining.
He's a great guy, but he consumed a lot of Diet Coke.
Yeah, that is far too much Diet Coke.